episode is sponsored by Raise Tech, end-to-end IT solutions for your business growth.
Hello, everyone. This is On the Agile Couch, and today I will be with you, Andrés De Quintes. I have a lovely guest from Adform. Hello, Monica.
Hi, hey. Hello, El. Hello, hey. Everyone online.
Yeah. And today we have a topic which, again, would be from personal Monica and Adform as a company experience. So they will share their journey or transition, and of course, how it is now with the Agile Praxis team. I think, again, when you will hear us talking, maybe you will recognize some of this from other companies, maybe call them more similar to this, call them the CIE, Center of Excellence Shift. Some of them try to do the same or achieve the same with the guilds or different, again, practices. But for now and today, we talk about Adform and their journey, and if you will see some similarities or you will be curious, you know, to learn even more, of course, you can comment and reach out directly to Monica. Maybe she will reply or, to you via some channels. But for now, Monica, can you introduce yourself a bit more?
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, Monica Krojagard, Lithuanian, born and raised in Lithuania, having a Swedish husband, with the hence my weird surname that I don't know how to pronounce it myself, to be honest. That's like a joke running in my husband's family. But professional-wise, I have been in IT, I say it, since the beginning of my career. I have happened to have a luck in my life, I say, and I started my journey in IT sector in fintech. And I started to, well, not really started, but I was at the beginning of one of the fintechs in Lithuania that my university teacher was opening up, and it was super cool to start with. And there I learned to be agile in the sense of just doing whatever you need to do. And then I actually moved, after that project was done, I moved on to completely different side of the scale of the business, which was Swedbank, and was just a business analyst at the beginning, working with agile teams, of course, from the beginning. So just after a few years, started to work as a sort of like a group portfolio specialist or whatever. We called it weird support something. And, you know, everyone in their organizations make up roles as they go. And after that, again, getting back to data analysis, and I became a Scrum Master, just, I think, like everyone else, every other Scrum Master, just by accident, in a way, right? So you are in your team, then you see that you can facilitate, improve, or whatever, work with people, and then you just grow into that role. So that's how it happened to me, as every other Scrum Master, I would say. And after Swedbank, you know, big corporation, from small fintech of four people to a huge organization of Swedbank, I moved on to Adform. And I'm here for 2 years. I started as a Scrum Master, and now I am a team lead or head of Agile Practices team. It depends cool. How you look at it.
Yeah, and that's the thing which we will talk today. That's right.
Exactly. So that was like my journey, how I got here. But I have a kind of a joke as well when I represent myself that I talk about waterfall, but I have never worked in it. I only heard the stories. So I was born and grew in all of the agile practices from the beginning.
That's, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, pros and cons, because I think it's always good to know and have this hands-on experience to compare. At the same time, it's not really that critical or needed in every case. So I guess you're lucky that they didn't had this, you know, long projects which gives different challenges at the same time. Sometimes it's good. And I want to comment one more. You mentioned that, you know, And I think you're definitely lucky to that you grew in this role, because I saw some of the examples where someone just saying you have to be SM or Scrum Master, and then it's usually goes this 50-50, that person leaves or he tries to love this role or new responsibilities. And again, everything have their own benefits and
I
that's
mean, trying to love something, I don't think it works, right? You either love it or not. Yeah, I think those that are forced to be don't remain long in
that's
this.
usually from my experience too. Yeah, but today we focusing on this agile practices team, and maybe you can then elaborate about a bit more, because we all mentioned agile coaches, or you mentioned agile coaches, yeah, Scrum Masters, agile, so all the fancy keywords. But what is this agile practice team? How it's incorporated in the company?
Yeah, so in general, I would say so. The whole idea is to have all the Agile or Scrum practitioners in one team to have some sort of power in a way. And just, make a group of excellent people and just doing the job together and learning from each other. So Agile practices in Adform is simply a team of Scrum Masters, and we do also have Scrum coaches right now. So it's just simply that on paper. But I would say in reality, it is way more, because it comes with all of the benefits and misfalls of it. So it's a team. I have had the chance to work in myself, and I was in Swedbank, and well, we called it guilds then, and it was the guild of Scrum Masters, like 20 Scrum Masters in one team, and you meet each other, and there's nothing in common. Everyone works in s their separate silos, so it wasn't nothing like connecting us to that degree. So given that experience, I'm really, really keen on not to make this team just on paper, and driving rather together changes and come up with changes. That's the power as well that I'm really appreciated to have in Adform. There is a belief in us.
And that's really great.
Yeah,
And I would
exactly.
like to double check, because you already mentioned guilds, and I think if someone will, really keen to check, what is the guilds, what was the sort of the relationship, or what is the those usually are called in the market. So I think they will maybe check that all guild is actually, as you mentioned, that so the people come together with the some of the knowledge or similar to that, to solve or just share knowledge and stuff like that. At the same time, they usually are still have their own day-to-day jobs. So they are in a squad, and then at the same time, when they can and have more time, they join as a guild and discuss the challenges of the specific knowledge or technology or whatever. And in your case, this agile practice team is part of the Scrum team, or they are more like just if a Scrum team have a challenge and they need the specific knowledge, then they reach out.
So actually, we are in the making of it, right? So this is only, it's soon to be 8 months that we have been create or bundled together finally as a team. The whole thing was cooking for a year now, but officially we are as a team only 8 months. So it's in the making, and I think it goes, and that's the very important part. It has to go both ways. So where we see the problem, or as I say, emergency, health emergency, Scrum emergency, then we initiate that. I think we have to, act upon it, and we can, supervise it at the same time. Do we really live on to our principles, to our values? Does the processes make sense? The big picture. But at the same time, we have those roles and this whole team to contact, so we can contact us and say, you know what, you don't see it, but there is an emergency. And maybe sometimes we don't. So I think the important part is to have both ways, and that's the struggle and the benefit at the same time. The struggle, I guess, is from our side, to handle our brain capacity and resources, because when you scatter your brain, you can go crazy. We are also humans, even though sometimes we are acting like superheroes. But yeah. It has to go both ways. I think what I really appreciate in general, when we talk about any agile practices, whatever you pick the framework, I like the behind the thought is that bottom-up approach. So I always want to hear, so what is going on with development? So how are you doing, guys? Is something that we say, does it really make sense to you? If it doesn't, let's find the space where it will. So it has to go both ways.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I would like to double check. So does the teams have their own dedicated scrum master for
No.
this? Yeah, so the responsibility of the scrum master is divided inside the team, or it's specifically put on the shoulder of agile practice team.
So it is a role that we have implemented within a Scrum team, which is Scrum facilitator. So it means that you don't have a Scrum master, you have a coach nearby, but you have a facilitator that is responsible to ensure that the ceremonies are there or people are prepared for it, and so on and so forth. But at the same time, you have your coach which is nearby and on the call on duty constantly to help you up. So you're not left alone as a team, but at the same time, you are responsible for your own Scrum. And in my experience, I do have colleagues here in Adform that really can come up with brilliant ideas just by themselves, and come up with it, implement it, and showcase it to others. But I speaking of in general agile practices, and the whole thing, how we operate, I think I can maybe give a little bit of more light where are we heading, right? And what is reasons behind it? Because I think there are lots of them. And well, key point is that we have 30 teams, and it's growing. We will have more by end of this year. We will have at least two more, right? Having a Scrum Master for each team, it means either 15 or 30 if we really go by the book. And obviously, organization-wise, this is too expensive. So you have to play it out both sides. So okay, we cannot have that many Scrum Masters. It's just too expensive for us. What can we do about it? So we decided to shift the whole approach from dedicating a Scrum Master for one team indefinitely, in a way, right? We never have agreement how long a Scrum Master will remain in the team, because it is part of the team. So we shifted to what we call a Scrum Assistance. And this is periods of time that a Scrum Master or Scrum Coach themselves dedicates their specific knowledge, specific expertise, and their time to that team for a certain period of time with goals to achieve. One of the main goals, of course, is to be a self-managing team, but at the same time, it could be some specific problems that you want to tackle, or maybe it's just a newly established team and you need that someone to build up from the beginning the good team. So as said, we shifted to rather Scrum Master as a role to Scrum Master as giving an assistance for you for a certain period. And that's the big change that we are undergoing right now. It is difficult for ourselves, I would say, because it's changing us. It is difficult for others too to grasp on it. So what does it really mean? I think we should have another check-in in a year and see how is it going after, giving this a good run and having feedback from our teams too. So generally speaking, that's the whole idea, to act on the emergencies, as we say, have this finger on the pulse, you know, with the coaches continuously like overlooking, is it going well? Is the synergy going on within the teams? We have 30 teams again, right? So there is lots of dependencies, impediments, and whatnot. So this is where we want to focus on. On the top, it's not like that's too little for us to do,
Oh yeah,
but
share in the top.
yeah, exactly. On the top, this whole group of experts has been created for the big picture reason too, right? So singly working with the development teams as a scrum master yourself, you don't have enough of power to change things along. But once you have a group of scrum masters that sits down and shares their experience, what is going on, what is failing, what is not, even the approaches are different. And that is something that you can really also benefit from. So from there, you can build up the big picture. All right, so this is not a problem in my team. This is a problem in our organization. So maybe let's take a big step and, you know, let's do trainings for specific roles. Let's focus on some specific new ideas together. So it just comes both ways. So we are pretty busy in our team.
Oh yeah, and I think I really like that you mentioned, you know, that this was decision and could be, you know, the third team, it could be 15 scrum masters, maybe even 30. All of the again the expenses and stuff. These all should be calculated with the change. At the same time, I already started to, you know, recognize even myself, and when I just started to learn about this in Agile and against Master, well, we need to do by the book and stuff like that. And we definitely will have or some similar listeners which will think, what's why there's a strict mention in the Scrum Guide that it should be stuff like that. And it's fine. Again, there's more than just Scrum Guide. And I think the ones which will listen and will definitely recognize this Suhari, which again, the protect, the detach and leave. And I think, again, when the company have enough experience and it's already starting, and through the teams, it's already scale up. So it's not a small Scrum, you know, company. They already have this experience of when they play around with the dedicated Scrum Masters. I don't know if you remember, or if you were in that moment of the company where they have it, strongly believe that they would definitely would some ago had the dedicated Scrum Masters, and then, you know, they. I think that's it. You can correct me. I think you are already in this three where you're trying to experiment, find. So, okay, so we have really good, knowledgeable people, and what we can do best with them to actually, you know, not focus one-on-one with the team, because it doesn't even matter anymore. Because as you mentioned, maybe the teams are self-sufficient, self-management already, but every change have a bit of, you know, downside that you need to adopt yourself. I guess when you had this fancy one person which could coach you and be, you know, all the time, all the way, and now you'll lose this person, you still have, you know, somehow to adopt this change. And that's where you are, I guess, in this transition. That's right. That's the way you mentioned that you need to again have this double check or learning in a year. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, every change is long, I would say, you know, in smaller and bigger ways. And this is quite a huge change in general, right? One of the strategic goals that we have in general is to build self-organizing, self-sustainable teams. So in a way, we are supporting this idea without giving that, you know, that safe space when you have a scrum master continuously. You know, you don't have to care about it. You don't
Right.
have to question your status quo. And as you said, yes, there is a belief, or generally in the market, yeah, there is a scrum master in every team, or there should be one. But you know, it's always what the organization needs, and there is always this constant fighting, I would say. So what does the organization need? What does the employees need? And you know, it's constant battle between the two. And the way even this, you know, count how many scrum masters can we hire, that is also, you know, I'll always just the supply demand sort of question. What can you do the best? And for us, it seemed that that's the best way to go forward. In my personal experience, I here in Atrum had three teams at once at one point. And one of the teams was really high performing team. Yeah, they sometimes fail deliveries, but in my mind, high performing team is that continuously wants to find something to improve. And I felt like useless over there. And I know that there is other teams that could be, supported by me, but I am dedicated to this specific group or the specific team, and I'm stuck. Yeah, of course I'm doing my job, but it feels like, guys, you can do it yourself. So we also tackle this sort of a problem that you can migrate from one to another and really be useful for the teams at that given moment. So that's also comes from my personal experience there.
But you really touched the point, I think, again, what's happening in general in the market. Because what I noticed, even we, again, if we compare to the Super E, so when there's this protect phase, usually we have one to one, so Scrum Master is one to the team one. Then when we have trying to detach Scrum Master, we trying to split his knowledge to even mention maybe three teams. I think five is too much. I had some observation with ease, but it was a bit too crazy because they already trying to do this re when they trying to leave and create something which I think you already having, like, or this is again, as you mentioned, only the beginning of this journey. At the same time, as it's beginning, maybe you already have some kind of learnings. I don't know, something which maybe now someone listening can think, oh, maybe there are always something, notice that they would not repeat the say the themselves again this thing, or maybe they would skip this part. Maybe there are already something which you can share with our listeners. Try to actually focus more thoughts and more time on this specific thing. Is there something like that?
Yeah, I think I underestimated myself personally. I have underestimated how big of a change is. So, but I think that's quite a regular problem for generally all of the, our community people. That we are constant, change agents, and we feel like that's how life is. And then you just underestimate that others are not in that space of continuous change, and that it takes time. So personally, for me, that was quite a lesson. It is a big change. Sometimes, one person changing is a big change, and this is huge. Other than that, invest in hearing the people. That is again, lessons learned. I really tried to get all of the perspectives. So all of the organizations have many roles. So listen to all of them and try to find the best solution. And do not build all the process until you find the best one. Fail, experiment and fail, and learn from there. So that is, again, we know that sometimes you forget, fail fast. So that is the biggest advice. Don't overthink it and try to make it perfect from the beginning and just let yourself fail. And be open about it with your team, with you, with your stakeholders, colleagues around. This is experiment. Let's try it. All hands here. And if we fail, we fail. We will try to figure out where we failed, how we failed, and we will fix it. So fail
And become
fast.
stronger. Great. And I have a few more questions. So again, people usually don't like changes, and every change usually have pushbacks, or the ones which trying to put the stick into the wheel. Did you with this change notice it? Then we don't need names or whatever, but was this change actually met with the, oh, cool, let's try, or is this more from this, oh, let's be cautious, let's not rush, and more of the stop, then let's do it.
It's mixed, I think. It's almost healthy mix, you can say. There's definitely skepticals about it, and I agree there is something to be skeptical about, and there are people that really believe in that. In a way, we do have similar setup with our product owners, so we took the lessons from there as well. So I would say it's quite a mix. And there are, and in a way, our development teams are like, we don't care. As if you support us, just tell us how you're gonna support us. So there's, all of the opinions above, but I think that the big part is that I really see benefit and want to emphasize it for all that. Having a team of these experts and one that is something to really focus on. And that's where there was lots of positive, I guess, visions. Everyone had the positive vision too. And in a way, we had also had a proof of concept, I would say. And I always repeat that we started as a community that started to deliver together some projects. And that was a proof of concept that when we are together, we can achieve way more than, in our separate silos. So yeah, work, just, yeah, be positive about that. I think that's the point.
Oh yeah, and I love that you mentioned that you kind of had really support from the development team. It seemed that if that they believe in you, that you're driving this change, and once they believe and trust in you, they will just join this experiment together. So I think again, you have a nice positive already from the development side, that which is really good, because that's where the troubles could be really nasty. And you only have, you mentioned around 6 to 8 months of this
Yeah,
journey,
now it's
right?
the 8th month
8 months.
that we
So
are together.
can you share the benefits which you only noticed about this change?
Well, honestly, hard to spot them right away because just now I feel like we have finished forming the team. Now we have, all of the heads in the house. So now it feels like it starts. And the last couple of 6 months were just hectic. And I feel very bad for my teammates because they have been in this chaos together with me. So benefits that we are like collecting here now together, I don't see it there yet, I would say, because we are just still finding, our own ways. But already, this colliding our experiences together, we already know that we're gonna build a new our Scrum framework in the organization. We already discussing all of the big goals together. So that's the benefit that we don't need to worry about it. Do I have time for it or not? No, this is our priority, and we have a power. That's the other big lesson maybe for someone who would think of making this. Just to create a team is not enough. You have to give them power to do changes. So, as I said, I had the experience when you are in the guild, but we didn't have like big picture or whatever influence. Here we actually have a power to say that, you know what, our product development process ain't working, and we know why. And all right, you are the experts. You let's kick off a changes for it. So we have the power to change that, and that's very important to have it. If you form the team, it has to have a power to do changes. If not, then it's gonna be just experts under one manager, and that's it.
And again, I think I started to thought about the benefits which usually happen with this change, but they are like better communication, or the knowledge sharing. But as you mentioned, that you already had a girl, I believe that these benefits which could be provided by this change was already there, because you had the girl. You already had people communicating, sharing, as you mentioned before, that the people are different. One can facilitate in one way, another can facilitate another way. They can use some specific even approach how to handle with the team and the fighting. And when you're sharing this, actually you're noticing a huge benefit, and then the change of team, personal growth and stuff like that. So if you already had that, so I guess this change was already there as a benefit. So
In a
you had
way,
time,
it felt like natural step, I think for the whole organization too. So just as that proof of concept to show that we can do stuff. And just on the top of what you have said, I do see in my team such a big spectrum of different people, how they work, what they are good at. And this is also so powerful to see. Someone is great at presentation, someone is great at public speaking. They can, collide together and do something. I'm super good with Excel. Give me an Excel and I will solve your problem. So you can, work on that. So just the different people in development teams brings, this whole synergy and so on. It's the same here. It brings this synergy where you can, sometimes we have our personal blind spots and the other person with completely different approach can just, teach you and remove your blind spots.
And as time already passing to them, I would like to ask you again. You can even repeat yourself, because at the end we usually ask you, okay, so can you suggest that for the listener something about this? If someone trying to make similar change, thinking about possibility of the change, or maybe again already doing and struggling, even maybe succeeding. What do you from this your journey would recommend for people which try to already experiment and detach this one to one, one to three to some of the center of excellence or agile practice team or whatever you name it, this approach? What would you most?
What I would recommend the most. Have same goals, something very specific to achieve. That makes a team in a way as well. And you don't have to make a team. You can be a community as we have been. And you can still achieve lots of stuff. So have a same goal for a short period of time and see how you do it. And that will give you all of the perspective, I think. So just have same goals achieve, and try to achieve that together. That's all I can
Cool.
recommend.
Yeah, I think again, without a goal, what are you even doing? Like, you have to have something, vision goal or something which you want to fix, change, or improve. So, definitely.
Which reminds me one point as well with this rotating Scrum Master as well. This whole idea, of this service that it provides us as Scrum Masters, as human beings, and end goals. I have a team, and I know clearly. Well, in a way, clearly, I have a vision or agreement with the team, guys. Let's do this, let's achieve this. So you have, this end goal in mind, which we are human beings, we as Scrum Masters are human beings, and I think that sometimes this continuity, working in the same team or whatever, you start to lack of purpose. And here you have a more clear vision. All right, this is something and achieve, and you have the sense of achievement too, once you're done. So I think that is also could be, you can just take that element instead of, you don't have to rotate, but maybe have clear goals. What will you achieve in 1 year with this team? I think that's also something for us as human beings is beneficial for us Scrum Masters too.
Oh yeah, definitely can agree with that. So yeah, thank you, Monica, for this lovely talk, for sharing your journey. And I hope that we will have a talk again in a year where you can and you will share so outcome of this, maybe then you will be able to mention all of these, again, the benefits, or again, even maybe not the benefit can be that we fail again faster and then we learn that maybe it was not the right way. Who knows? People do those transformations and then get back to old ways of working and stuff like that. You never know how it will go.
I hope that we will be able to do this check-in, you know. Retrospective is great, right? So
yeah,
that would be a cool retrospective.
Cool. So thank you, Monica. Thank you, listeners, and have a nice time.
Thank you all.